States for their active participation at this review session. We have taken careful note of all 237 recommendations that have been made. I also wish to thank those member states that have presented advanced questions and the members of our delegation who delivered remarks during the session. Mr. Vice President, we will carefully consider each of the recommendations made. This session has been important for us to see what we have been doing well and where greater emphasis needs to be placed in our work going forward. A number of member states have recommended Malta ratify the Convention on the Protection of the Rights of All Migrant Workers and Members of Their Families. The provisions of this convention fall partially under the competence of the European Union, and therefore, as an EU member state, Malta cannot unilaterally undertake ratification. Furthermore, protections for migrants' works are provided comprehensive protection under Maltese national legislation, EU law, the European Convention for the Protection of Human Rights and Fundamental Freedoms, and other international instruments for the protection of human rights, to which Malta is a party. Beyond consideration to this specific convention, I wish to reiterate that the status of those international conventions and optional protocols to conventions yet to be ratified remains a process under constant review by the Government of Malta, including the optional protocol of the Convention on the Rights of the Child on a communications procedure. Mr. Vice President, a number of thematic areas raised by member states in their advanced questions have already been adequately addressed by my delegation statement during the session. I wish to, however, address the following advanced questions more specifically. In reply to Portugal's question, implementation of accepted UPR recommendations is the responsibility of the ministries concerned within their respective remits. We intend to continue our work to establish a national human rights institution by the end of 2025, as we have pledged during UDHR 75. We thank the United Kingdom for its interest in our review session. LGBTI issues remain at the core of Malta's continued work. Government is actively working towards establishing an LGBTIQ hub, which will encompass all services to the community under one roof. And our published strategy envisages further legislative changes to ensure equality for all. On the question relating to the Daphne Caruana Galizia public inquiry, government is committed to continue undertaking all processes, efforts and measures to ensure the protection and safety of journalists and media professionals, as well as guarantee freedom of the press in line with international human rights standards. We are engaged in a constructive dialogue with all relevant parties and will continue to deliver on bold legislative, institutional and constitutional reforms and implement the remaining recommendations of the public inquiry. We will also continue to provide the necessary resources to our institutions to ensure that we deliver justice to the memory and family of journalist Daphne Caruana Galizia. In addition to the statement delivered earlier in our new role leading the OSCE, on 25th January in Vienna, our foreign minister as chairperson in office has made an unequivocal statement in support of media freedom and safety of journalists, including women journalists, as part of our OSCE list of priorities in 2024. Mr. Vice President, this session has been a positive experience for our delegation, and the feedback from those member states who presented recommendations in the spirit of cooperation is a useful tool for us in our future action at national level. And finally, I wish to thank the distinguished members of the Troika, Belgium, Benin, and the Dominican Republic for their continued assistance to our delegation during this review process. I also wish to thank the UPR Secretariat and the interpreters for their essential service, which enable us to understand each other better. I thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, and I thank the delegation for the presentation and participation in the review.